This is Ed Serwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly box beef trade recap for week ending October 5th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 211.96, and that was only 62 cents lower compared to the previous Friday. And it still continues well over last year, when the same day last year it was 203.25. And the daily choice loin primal dropped $1 lower by Friday, but the rib primal was $3 higher again than the previous Friday. And there were 697 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, and that was about 10% of the total sales. And the weekly average choice cutout then includes all types of sales. It was 211.32, and that was $2.77 lower. And there were 6,918 total loads sold for the week, and that was 358 loads lower than the previous week, but still a good number. And the upfront sales, which get delivered after 21 days, there were 1,317 loads, and that was 291 loads lower than last week. And the exports, as reported on this box beef report, were 889 loads, and that was 429 loads lower than the previous week. And 151 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 738 loads were going overseas. And the formula sales, they were 3,513 loads, and that was only 53 loads lower than last week, and about 51% of the total loads sold for the week. And this week, the formula sales included over 3.5 million pounds of choice ribeye products, and they're starting the normal fall rally of higher prices and bigger volume. And take a look at the major promo cuts. The weekly average choice rib promo was too higher and helped by those formula sales, and the weekly average loin promo was 4 lower. And the weekly average choice chuck was 2 lower, and that round promo was 3 lower. And the daily cow cutout ended the week $3.01 lower at 171.26 on Friday, and those 90% trimmings were 219.33 on Friday, and that was $3.89 lower compared to the previous Friday. But last year on the same day, it was only 193.86. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending September 28th, it showed 19,277 metric tons of fresh beef, and that was about 1,200 metric tons higher than the previous week. And the year-to-date total for the imports is now 3% higher than last year. And looking at the top four countries, year-to-date totals, Australia was 8% higher, Canada was 14% higher, Mexico was 13% higher, and New Zealand is still 29% lower. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.